Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and we're both, we've agreed on this, feeling pretty darn good this afternoon.
We had to deliberate.
Had to ask each other. Anyway, Austin is in. He'll be giving us the latest on the traffic and weather. But first, let's go ahead and dive into three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Scammy commissioners have decided to write off nearly $18 million in unpaid emergency medical services bills, which will be sent to a collection agency. After that, most of the debt is from uninsured individuals. By law, EMS must respond to 9/11 calls, often serving those without access to any form of health care.
Number two.
Employees at Baptist Hospital in Jay have been accused of photographing patients without their consent. A client reported that four staff members allegedly took pictures of patients who were either asleep or under medication. The images were then posted on Snapchat. Baptist released a statement confirming that the employees involved were fired after a thorough investigation.
Number three.
Okay, the family of a former Pensacola mayor. You know who we're talking about. Vince Webbs here has established a $50,000 fund in his name to assist college students enrolled in automotive or diesel-related programs at Pensacola State College. They're even going to throw in the tuition expenses here. The scholarship also includes a $12,500 matching contribution from the Pensacola State College Alumni Association. Vince Webbs, of course, served as the city's mayor for seven consecutive terms from 1977 to 1991.
Knocking on the door of 6:15 here. We'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. As for your weather, it's been pretty forgivable heat-wise. Only 80 degrees. Got a low of 73 this evening with a 40% chance of rainfall lingering around. That's going to bleed into your Tuesday. And we're even going to have rainfall chances on Wednesday and Thursday, but they are going to be relatively timid. Once we get into Friday, there shouldn't be many rainfall chances, if any, in the area.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring Invest 95L, an area of low pressure tracking across the Central Atlantic. This is really not going to be a storm to worry about. System has a 50% probability of tropical development within the next 48 hours. NHC forecasters indicate the disturbance may soon become the next named storm of the 2025 hurricane season. They're going to call it Jerry with a J. No tropical development is anticipated in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days.
And the University of West Florida holding its inaugural Leadership in the Age of AI conference in November. It will happen November 7th at the UWF Conference Center in Pensacola. The conference will feature keynote speaker Dr. Aman El-Sheikh, along with panelists, including local CEOs and experts. Attendees will explore the challenges and opportunities of integrating artificial intelligence into leadership roles with discussions and networking opportunities throughout the day. The conference runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, that is on November 7th. Registration limited due to space, but we've got more information and a link to get tickets on the News Radio website.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Federal attorneys are contradicting something Governor DeSantis says about the Immigration Detention Center down in South Florida, Alligator Alcatraz. Chris Foster has more on News Radio 92.3.
Governor DeSantis has been saying since the detention center in the Florida Everglades opened in July, everyone held there has received final removal orders to be deported from the U.S. The Justice Department admission that that's not true comes in a court filing that says the detainees don't have enough in common to be certified as a class for a lawsuit with too many different immigration statuses, including having not yet been through removal proceedings or ordered to leave the country. The filing this past Thursday is part of one of three lawsuits over the detention center moving through the courts. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Rick Scott believes Democrats are in denial. That's what the Republican senator said yesterday on Fox News. He says Democrats refuse to admit Obamacare is a failure that's causing costs to go up. He adds that the whole system is broken and we have to fix it. He says Democrats shut down the government so they can spend tax dollars on handouts to illegals and massive checks to insurance companies for Obamacare.
Okay, the ongoing government shutdown will freeze FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program, with Florida most affected as it holds 18% of all NFIP policies. Homeowners in Florida may not have full coverage for new flood claims during the rest of this storm season.
The family of a man killed on a new roller coaster at Universal Orlando is outraged it's back open less than 3 weeks after his death. Ben Crump, the attorney for the family of Kevin Zavala, said the incident is an active death investigation and reopening Stardust Racers is a public threat. The dual-launch coaster that debuted in May reaches speeds up to 62 miles per hour. The 32-year-old Zavala had spinal cord atrophy and used a wheelchair, but Universal says there were warnings posted for people with pre-existing conditions.
An elderly Florida man is suing St. Cloud, Florida, and its police department, accusing them of using excessive force after a canine allegedly bit him while he was complying with police orders. Fox 35's Marie Ettinger has the details for us.
71-year-old Manuel Martinez got a call from the city of St. Cloud asking him to come outside his house to talk with police. He was accused of getting into a fight at a restaurant earlier in the day and hitting someone in the head with a gun. Martinez walked out unarmed and saw officers with rifles had already surrounded his house. He starts going to his knees, but then an officer walks over to get him on his stomach and canine officer Coda attacks. Coda releases and three officers start placing Martinez in handcuffs. It's only then that officers tell Martinez why they're there. The lawsuit asks for payment for the surgery Martinez needed after this, plus damages. The claim alleges the bite was carried out with deliberate indifference to Martinez's health, safety, and welfare. Marie Ettinger, Fox News.
The state is removing another rainbow-colored crosswalk in Miami-Dade County. FDOT crews were in Miami Beach yesterday, removing sidewalk pavers at Ocean Drive and 12th Street. Residents stood by and watched, and some even heckled the FDOT crew. One man told the Miami Herald it felt like an attack on the gay community, and he planned to repaint a rainbow in the crosswalk today.
The government shutdown continues as questions arise over health care funding. Congressman Byron Donalds of Florida claims Republicans are ready to pass that bill.
We've done our job. We funded the government. We've sent that to the Senate. The only holdup is Chuck Schumer and the Democratic left that want to shut down the government because they want health care for illegal aliens. That's what this is all about. They could say whatever they want, but that is the fact of the matter.
619 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with another check of your roads and weather and, of course, some hard-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Uh-huh, okay.
Well, we were building a bonfire, and I saw some, like, dry brush and leaves around, so, you know, I said to move the bonfire somewhere else, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear shows up and hugs me.
So you noticed some wildfire hazards and moved your bonfire to a safer location.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Smokey, all right. He likes it when people help prevent wildfires. It hits him close to home. Not everybody gets the hug, my friend. So that's pretty special to get a hug from Smokey Bear.
So it was him. Hey, guys, I told you it was Smokey.
Okay, well, congratulations, my friend. And thanks for calling. There are many ways to prevent a wildfire. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires. Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSEA Chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you today. Tensions continuing to rise in and around Chicago over ICE action. Jeff Manasso has the details.
Citing recent public safety concerns outside an ICE processing facility in Broadview, Mayor Katrina Thompson announcing an executive order that effective immediately establishes fixed protest hours from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time. That is, Chicago's mayor has also ordered no-go zones for federal agents on public property in immigration action, and Chicago police that are barred by local and state laws from assisting federal agents are making it clear.
Police officers, if it involves law enforcement, we are going to show up.
CPD Superintendent Larry Snelling making his case that officers did respond to violent attacks on federal agents this weekend, including one that led to a shooting. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
624, News Radio 92.3, stocks indie mix. Today, with AI driving up those markets, Laura Cantner has more.
President Trump says that 25% tariffs on medium and heavy-duty truck imports will begin on November 1st. In an effort to strengthen domestic manufacturing. Verizon Communications stock falling Monday after the telecom giant announced that former PayPal CEO Dan Schulman would take over the CEO position from Hans Vestberg, who has led Verizon since 2018. Shares of chipmaker AMD surging Monday, bolstered by its multi-billion dollar deal with OpenAI. Stocks ending Monday mostly higher, the S&P 500 finishing up 24 points, NASDAQ up 161, the Dow finishing down 63. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
625, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. Overall, it's been a pretty timid afternoon on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home tonight. As of right now, not much going on them. If there's anything holding you up, shouldn't do so for much longer. As for your weather, 80 degrees, low of 73 tonight, 40% chance of rainfall this evening. That's going to bleed into your Tuesday. And we're actually going to see these rainfall chances linger a little bit longer into your Wednesday and even some into your Thursday. But by then, they should be very slim.
I know we've been talking about AI throughout the afternoon today. Senator Bernie Sanders is sounding the alarm on AI, saying it could be coming for your job. Lauren Simonetti has more.
In a Fox News op-ed, the senator writes, quote, I released a report today finding that AI, automation, and robotics could replace nearly 100 million jobs in America over the next decade, including 40% of registered nurses, 47% of truck drivers, 64% of accountants, 65% of teaching assistants, and 89% of fast food workers, among many other occupations. He's framing AI as big and scary, right? And as a way for corporations to concentrate their wealth and power. So he went on in this op-ed to call for a 32-hour work week and a tax on companies that employ robots.
The Supreme Court has rejected Ghislaine Maxwell's appeal of her criminal conviction of recruiting and grooming teen girls for Jeffrey Epstein. It means Maxwell's 20-year prison sentence will stay in place. Her lawyers argued an agreement Epstein struck with Florida prosecutors related to a U.S. attorney pledging not to prosecute him or any possible co-conspirators should be applied to at least one of three counts Maxwell was found guilty of.
Here's another trending story for you this afternoon on News Radio 92.3. Talks are underway between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas in Egypt as they hammer out the details on bringing home the last Israeli hostages. Jennifer Griffith in Tel Aviv this evening.
We decided to go down to Hostage Square, where on Saturday night, 120,000 Israelis gathered to put pressure on their government. I spoke to the father of 26-year-old Guy Eluz, a musician who was at the Nova Music Festival when Hamas gunmen attacked. He placed a phone call to his father as he and his friends tried to escape. His father, Michel, still has the audio of that last phone call. Hamas right now is scrambling to find the bodies of the dead hostages. They said that they need more time, but time is something that President Trump says they don't have. He's putting pressure on the Israelis and Hamas to get this deal done.
And some more details on this for you. A pair of bills set to be voted on today, or were being voted on today in the Senate amid the ongoing government shutdown. One, a Republican bill that was already passed through the House, and the other backed by Democrats. Two pieces of legislation that both failed to pass several times now. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries posted a letter on his website over the weekend that said, people will die if the Affordable Care Act tax credits are not renewed in the government funding stopgap bill.
627 News Radio 92.3. We've been discussing Hamas and Israeli troops today. Also, devastating strikes continue across Ukraine and Russia. Greg Palcott has the latest.
No let-up in the war between Russia and Ukraine. Overnight, Ukraine hitting a large oil terminal in Crimea, sparking a major fire. Kyiv also targeted energy infrastructure in the Russian city of Belgorod, leaving 40,000 without power. This came after a weekend of attacks by Russia against Ukraine. 500 drones, 50 missiles hitting various cities, including the western town of Lviv, where six people were killed. Polish Air Force jets scramble to defend against possible intrusions. European airports have been the target lately of drone activity disrupting service. In London, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
Okay, the Supreme Court tackling a slew of big issues in their new term. Doug Lazar has more.
Much of the president's agenda is on the line here, and just looking ahead at the issues and the cases, this is shaping up to be a blockbuster term. Let's start with tariffs. This is a huge one, as the Supreme Court will have to decide whether the president's use of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to invoke those tariffs is legal. Presidential power will also be tested when the justices consider if the president can fire the leaders of independent agencies. And several LGBTQ issues are on the docket, including mental health care providers using so-called conversion therapy for minors and whether bans on that therapy violate the First Amendment.
Okay, looking for something to do. 17th Annual Pensacola Beach Songwriters Fest underway. A total of 144 national local songwriters performing at more than two dozen venues. This is going on through the 12th. During the fest, songwriters partnered with local schools to host music workshops, a lot of activities. Most of the scheduled shows are absolutely free. Talking sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jack Callahan. The state of Illinois asking the courts to block the deployment of National Guard troops to Chicago following the chaotic anti-ICE protests in the Windy City's area. Democrat Governor J.D. Pritzker saying,
there is no invasion here. There is no insurrection here. And local and state law enforcement are on the job and managing what they need to.
A federal judge is also blocking President Trump from sending National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. Following unrest there, the administration will likely appeal that order. Negotiators for Israel and Hamas beginning talks in Egypt centered on the peace plan from President Trump. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The administration is working very hard to move the ball forward as quickly as we can. The president wants to see a ceasefire. He wants to see the hostages released.
20 of the 48 Israeli hostages are thought to still be alive. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. The Colts blasted the Raiders yesterday by a final score of 40-6, and that win moves Indy to 4-1 in the season, and clearly Daniel Jones has been the main storyline, but let's also show some appreciation to Jonathan Taylor. And if the Colts running back keeps up this pace, he'll win Offensive Player of the Year, because right now he leads the NFL in rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. I'm Zach Gelb.
Is your everyday congestion preventing you from enjoying life's big moments? Try Vicks Sinex Saline today and get yourself back in the action. Vicks Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion with a gentle, ultra-fine mist. Sinex Saline's drug-free, no-mess formula instantly moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages for quick and effective relief. Get back to enjoying life's big moments to the fullest without having to worry about everyday congestion holding you back. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You are invited to come out with a blanket or a lawn chair and sit back and relax and enjoy your favorite bands. This week, it's Crosstown. They're going to be delivering a crowd-pleasing blend of classic rock, blues, and everything in between. It'll be something for everyone to enjoy. So bring your friends and feel the breeze and sing along at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Gotta get back in time. Don't bet your future.
I'm gonna roll the dice. Better remember, lightning never strikes twice. Please don't try.
Is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Escambia commissioners have decided to write off nearly $18 million in unpaid emergency medical services bills, which will be sent to a collection agency. Most of the debt is from uninsured individuals. By law, EMS must respond to 911 calls, often serving those without access to health care.
Number two.
Employees at Baptist Hospital in Jay have been accused of taking photos of patients without their consent. A client reported that four staff members allegedly took pictures of patients who were either asleep or under medication. The images were then posted up on Snapchat. Baptist released a statement confirming that the employees involved were fired after a thorough investigation.
Number three.
The family of a former Pensacola mayor, Vince Wibbs, has established a $50,000 fund in his name to assist college students enrolled in automotive or diesel-related programs at Pensacola State College with tuition expenses. The scholarship also includes a $12,500 matching contribution from the Pensacola State College Alumni Association. Vince Wibbs, of course, served as the city's mayor for seven consecutive terms from 1977 to 1991.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
ACUA's 2025 rate increase is now in effect. Customers are seeing new rates for water, sewer, sanitation services that began this month. A 3% adjustment for water and wastewater applies to most customers. Pensacola Beach water and wastewater customers will be subject to a higher rate.
And a developer is scheduled to meet with Santa Rosa County officials this week to present plans for 92 ground-level condominiums on a vacant 23-acre property in Navarre Beach. The property has been listed for sale since 2024 at a price of $23.5 million. It features 1,800 feet of Santa Rosa Sound frontage and is zoned for high-density residential and commercial development. Developer Christopher Ferrara has owned the land since 1997 and previously wanted to use it for a high-end RV park, but those plans stalled after much community opposition. He's now shifting his focus back to a condo development plan.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Swinging a bouncy ball, first base line behind the bag, Naylor. Underhand flip, to Munoz at the bag, it's over! The Mariners win it, they tie the series at 1-1 apiece. They win game two of the best of five set here at T-Mobile Park before a sellout crowd. They win it 3-2.
Major League Baseball playoffs on Cairo in Seattle. The Mariners got a pair of home runs from Jorge Polanco against the Tigers Sunday. Eighth inning, the game was tied 2-2 until Julio Rodriguez doubled home Cal Raleigh. Seattle scored its first playoff win at home in 24 years. The Mariners and the Tigers are even one game apiece. Game three of their best-of-five series will be tomorrow in Detroit. In Toronto, the Blue Jays crushed the Yankees again. One day after Toronto beat New York 10-1, the Blue Jays blasted the Yankees 13-7. Toronto led 12-0. Blue Jays are up 2-0 of the series. Sunday, they got four extra base hits from Dalton Varsho, including two home runs. Rookie pitcher Treya Savage struck out 11, a Blue Jays playoff record. Game three will be in New York tomorrow. The Blue Jays one win from advancing to the American League Championship Series. Tonight, game two of the NLDS in Philadelphia between the Phillies and Dodgers. Los Angeles won the opener. NLDS game two in Milwaukee tonight between the Brewers and Cubs. The Brew Crew leads 1-0.
The Bills have lost at home, and the New England Patriots let everybody know they are here. The Patriots come into Orchard Park and beat the Bills 23-20.
On NBC, Drake May threw for 273 yards, more than half to Stephon Diggs, who made 10 catches against his former team for 146 yards. Andy Borogalis kicked a late 52-yard field goal for the Patriots, who improved to 3-2 and dropped the Bills to 4-1. Earlier Sunday, the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles lost their first game of the season, beaten at home by the Broncos 21-17. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And LeBron James appears to be making a major announcement tomorrow. Earlier today, James posted a video to Instagram captioned, "The decision of all decisions." The video shows him taking a seat on a basketball court. The 40-year-old NBA legend says he will announce his decision at noon Eastern tomorrow. James recently exercised his player option to stay with the Lakers this coming season, which is set to be his 23rd in the NBA.
I think it would be hilarious if he went back to Cleveland.
I'm thinking retirement. That's got to be the first thing people are assuming. Yeah. Like, hey, listen, this is going to be my last season.
Yeah, probably so. Okay, high school results Friday, real quickly here. Catholic over Destin, 45-0. Escambia over Navarre, 29-19. Pace over Madison County, 20-18. Crestview over Pine Forest, 33-8. West Florida, 35. Gulf Breeze, 6. Baker, 22. Northview, 19. Jay, 47. Central, 7. Booker T, 30. Pensacola High, 20. Bye week teams, you're not going to hear a score from Milton and Tate. And that's the way it rounded out Friday night.
And with some NFL action going on tonight, I'd be remiss to not mention that. Week 5 of the NFL season wrapping up later on this evening with Monday Night Football. The Jacksonville Jaguars hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs hold a record of 2-2 after winning two straight. The Jags have also won two in a row. They have a record of 3-1, though. Kickoff is set for 7:15 p.m., and if you want to catch that game, you can find coverage on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can listen on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Here's today's health news.
Go Jags. I thought I'd get that in there.
Oh, sure. America's going for them, bud.
Okay. Rescue workers battling to reach more than 200 hikers still stuck up on the slopes of Mount Everest. You know these people are freaking out.
Yeah, what the heck?
Bottom line, Jonathan Savage has the report.
Hundreds of tourists got trapped by a blizzard on the Tibetan side of Mount Everest over the weekend. Most have been brought to safety, rescue workers carrying some hikers down on their backs, but some 200 remain. Survivors have spoken about how they feared being buried by snow if they dared fall asleep. Hypothermia remains a risk for those still stuck. The Himalayan mountains have been hit by extreme weather in recent days. At least 47 people have died in Nepal from landslides and flooding. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Alrighty, and scientists say they've managed to change the blood type of a kidney and transplant it into a person. The procedure, carried out by Canadian and Chinese researchers, is the first of its kind. The kidney was put into a brain-dead patient. If the blood type of an organ can be changed, it could drastically reduce transplant wait lists. Their full results are published in Nature Biomedical Engineering.
Okay, if you're thinking about maybe doing a trip down to Brazil and hitting the bar, be careful. A nationwide scare, in effect, at the bar scene in Brazil. Pam Pusso has the story.
More than 125 cases of suspected alcohol poisoning have been reported across Brazil. Officials say the methanol-tainted liquor has caused blindness, put some people in a coma, and has left at least one person dead. Brazil's health ministry is warning people to avoid cocktails and to steer clear of colorless spirits. Local media says victims included patrons at upscale bars and restaurants. Restaurant owners are suspending liquor sales to reassure nervous customers. Federal police are investigating a possible link to organized crime groups accused of distributing counterfeit liquor. Pam Husso, Fox News.
Immigrants who are in the U.S. for a long period of time have a higher risk of heart disease, at least according to a new study. Researchers presented data at an American College of Cardiology meeting in Dubai. It shows immigrants who had lived in America for more than 15 years had higher rates of diabetes and high cholesterol compared to U.S.-born adults. Researchers think immigrants adopt certain food patterns common to Americans, which includes more processed foods, sugars, and fats, and are more likely to become less physically active compared to how they were in their home country.
The color of choice this month, pink, of course. You're going to be seeing a lot of it. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The World Health Organization says it's a time to create awareness, honor those affected, and reaffirm a global commitment to equitable access to care and improved survival for all. The WHO created the Global Breast Cancer Initiative in 2021. It has two pillars. The first is health promotion and early detection. The second, timely diagnosis, with the target of patients receiving a diagnosis within 60 days of initial presentation. They also note the five-year survival rate in high-income countries exceeds 90%. That drops down to 40% in a country like South Africa. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
6:45, 15 away from 7 o'clock. Austin Price ready to go on this one. He's got a look at the traffic and weather together this afternoon.
Luckily, there's not much for me to tell you about it. The roads are looking clear. They have been for a while. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for long. As for your weather, sitting at around 80 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Got 40% chances of showers this evening, and that's going to bleed into your Tuesday. Once we get into Tuesday night and then Wednesday and even your Thursday, we got chances ranging anywhere from 10% to 20%. But nonetheless, that means we are going to see some scattered showers over the next few days. We only have no rainfall chances come Friday.
Temps will soon be cooling across much of the nation. Really, it's starting to be that time of year. Here in Florida, is going to still be one of the warm spots, so don't get too freaked out about this one. Janice Dean has a look at the forecast.
A strong cold front traveling across the Midwest down into the southern plains is bringing the risk of scattered storms with heavy rainfall that could lead to flash flooding. The front will also bring down temperatures after record-breaking heat over the weekend. Ahead of the front, above-average highs will continue over the Great Lakes in the northeast. More rain and storms will continue over the southeast and Florida today, with coastal flood advisories up as king tide will impact the Carolinas. Carolinas through Wednesday. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Big moves in foreign politics as Japan gets its first female prime minister, while the French prime minister resigns after day one. Ashley Webster has more.
French stocks dropped nearly 1.5% on the news of the country's new prime minister, Sébastien Lecornu, resigning just a day after naming his government. Very strange. Lecornu's new cabinet lineup upset opponents and allies alike, who either found it too right-wing or not right-wing enough. Meantime, in Japan, Sanae Takaichi is set to become the country's first female premier. She has been picked to lead the Liberal Democratic Party, which has ruled Japan for almost all of the post-war era. Takaichi is a supporter of aggressive spending and easy monetary policy. Japan's Nikkei index jumped nearly 5% on that news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Supreme Court today saying it would not hear the appeal of Ghislaine Maxwell, who's convicted of sex trafficking related to the sexual abuse of underage girls by Jeffrey Epstein. The Supreme Court did not indicate how many of its nine justices would have granted Maxwell's request to hear her appeal. Taylor Swift's The Official Release Party of a Showgirl opened up at number one globally with an estimated $46 million during the weekend. The 90-minute film, released alongside her 12th studio album, earned $33 million in the U.S. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both set fresh record highs today on the backs of chipmaker AMD surging because of a partnership with OpenAI. The Dow losing 63 points, the S&P up by 24, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gaining more than 160. Crude oil futures for November were up today. They're sitting under 62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Top brands and creators flocking up to New York City this week for a premier marketing event. I wish I were up there for this one. This sounds great. Christian Goodwin has more.
Organizers of Advertising Week New York say this year is bigger, bolder, and more connected than ever, telling folks to expect immersive content across multiple stages, premium networking spaces, fresh brand activations, and surprise guest appearances. The four-day event will run through Thursday in Manhattan. According to its website, there will be more than 16,000 attendees, 500 sessions focusing on marketing, media, tech, and culture, and more than 1,200 speakers, including actor and philanthropist Kevin Bacon, Mark Howard, Chief Operating Officer of Time, and Jess Spalding, Chief Marketing Officer of PepsiCo. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Apple insiders say John Ternus is being groomed to eventually lead the company after CEO Tim Cook retires. The 50-year-old vice president of hardware engineering is seen as an experienced employee who can lead Apple for a decade or more. Cook is not expected to leave anytime soon, but Bloomberg says the 64-year-old could call it a day before he turns 70.
All right, for the first time in over 10 years, go ahead and count them, it's time to hold on to your top hat as McDonald's is bringing back its much-loved Monopoly game. Jill Nato reports this time around it's got some digital twist.
The new McDonald's Monopoly has both physical and digital game pieces, so that makes it a little more tricky. The company wants you to download their app and register for the game. Once you've registered, order select menu items and get a game piece to play. Prizes include everything from free food to a Jeep Grand Cherokee to $1 million. The company says no purchase is needed to play, but you have to go to their alternate method of entry website to find out more. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The shows might not go on if a Broadway strike takes place. The union representing more than 50,000 professional actors and stage managers working in live theater has authorized a move if negotiations fail to result in a better contract. Talks are scheduled to resume on Wednesday after the current production contract expired last month. More than 2,800 industry pros have signed an open letter backing the Actors Equity Association and calling for Broadway shows to pivot towards humane scheduling, including providing appropriate paid time off and contributing toward the cost of health insurance.
Taylor Swift, killing it at the box office. Doing just amazing. She's like they got the Midas touch. Kathleen Maloney has the news on News Radio 92.3.
Taylor Swift gave the box office a boost this weekend. The singer-songwriter brought a 90-minute movie to cinemas for one weekend only.
I want to invite you to the official release party of A Showgirl. See the exclusive world premiere of The Fate of Ophelia music video,
along with behind-the-scenes footage from the music video shoot, brand new lyric videos, and stories about each song from my new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
The three-day event tallied $33 million, the biggest album debut ever in cinema history. Second place was Leonardo DiCaprio's comedic action epic, One Battle After Another, with $10.3 million. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's R-rated sports drama, The Smash Machine, crashed in third place with $6 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
You ready for AI to sell you something? You might see it soon on some of your most used social media apps. Eben Brown has more.
Meta reveals all the chatting you're doing with its AI on board its apps like Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp is being used to personalize your app experiences. And by personalizing, they mean targeting. And that will also mean advertising. In a blog post, Meta says they're using the content of your conversations with Meta AI to learn more about your likes and dislikes and other things in order to fine-tune what content it presents to you, especially things like Instagram Reels and Facebook posts. And with that comes ads. Meta hopes will be even more relevant to you. Eben Brown, Fox News.
6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes and more frivolous headlines for you right here on this Monday evening edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS.
New South Proud!
Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over!
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News, 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Something on the surface, well, it kind of makes me nervous. You say that you deserve this, and what kind of God would serve this? We will cure this dirty old disease. Well, if you got the poison.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You play on words. I said the tragedy is how you're gonna spend the rest of your nights with the light on. So shine the light.
6:55. All right, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price is chomping at the bits here to give you the weather and local traffic information on News Radio 92.3. Okay, Austin, you're on, man.
Sitting on the edge of my seat, brother. looking at the roads here, not much going on from what I can see. If you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. When it comes to your weather, 80 degrees, low of 73. You got some rainfall chances lingering tonight, and they're going to be scattered over the next few days. We are not going to have a rain-free day seemingly until around Friday at the earliest.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth helps the Navy's football team set a Guinness World Record on Saturday. Deborah Valentine reports on News Radio 92.3.
The War Secretary attended the Navy's matchup against Air Force in Annapolis, Maryland. The midshipmen won 34-31. Following the game, Secretary Hegseth joined in the postgame celebration on the field. Hegseth led a push-up brigade of cadets, officers, and fans doing 3,068 push-ups simultaneously for 1 minute. That feat set a new Guinness World Record. The previous record of 2,926 was set on April 29, 2023, by the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
The world's oldest man celebrating another birthday, Brazil's João Marino Neto, turned 113 Sunday. While Neto's the oldest man in the world, the oldest person overall is 116-year-old Ethel Catterham from the UK. Neto sent her a birthday greeting back in August. That is the first known exchange between the world's oldest man and the world's oldest woman.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has been challenged to a primetime debate by House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Asha Hosni has more from Capitol Hill.
The minority leader wants to debate the speaker on the House floor any night this week, prime time. He wants to bring him into the ring because they're caught up in this political blame game and they've got to find a way to get out of it. Republicans, like Speaker Johnson, are alleging that this is all happening because the Senate minority leader, Chuck Schumer, is afraid that he's going to lose power to the progressive wing. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries has tried to clap back before with his own messaging. He had a live stream on the government shutdown. It only yielded about 37,000 views on X, while more than 2.5 million views for a similar video from progressives, Senator Bernie Sanders and AOC.
Taylor Swift is headed to late night. The superstar singer-songwriter will visit NBC's The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon tonight to promote her new album, The Life of a Showgirl. After that, she'll sit down for an extended interview on Late Night with Seth Meyers, that happening on Wednesday.
Okay, week five of the NFL season wrapping up in Jacksonville tonight. Joe Morgan's there and has the preview.
There's no better time than now for the Jaguars to get over their Chiefs problem. Jacksonville and Kansas City face off on Monday Night Football with kickoff scheduled for 8:15 Eastern. The Chiefs have an eight-game winning streak against the Jaguars, tied for the franchise's longest current run, but Jacksonville heads into the matchup playing quality football. The Jaguars are 3-1 under first-year head coach Liam Cohen and are fresh off a victory over the 49ers. For the Chiefs, they've turned it around after a slow start to the season, winning two straight to get to 500 on the year. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Okay, an 80s pop icon getting a proper send-off here. Of all due respect, here's Michelle Pollino.
Cyndi Lauper is honored in a new CBS special, a Grammy salute to Cyndi Lauper, live from the Hollywood Bowl. The two-hour tribute was filmed during the final nights of Lauper's year-long Girls Just Want to Have Fun farewell tour, which kicked off in October of 2024. The star-studded lineup includes Joni Mitchell, Cher, John Legend, SZA, Mickey Guyton, Trombone Shorty, and more, with a video tribute from Brandi Carlile. Lauper's 1983 album, She's So Unusual, was the first debut album by a female artist to land four top five hits on the Billboard Hot 100. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Put this on your to-do list. The 17th annual Pensacola Beach Songwriters Fest is underway. 144 national and local songwriters performing at over two dozen venues. This will be going on through October 12th. Most of the shows, by the way, free admission, so take them in. Okay, that's going to wrap it for Chris Bryan. Austin Price, we'll be back tomorrow at 4 on News Radio 92.3. Have a great evening.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.